Athol Fugard, a great South African playwright, date modified colon 2025-03-10T13:17:06.135Z, description colon Athol Fugard, who has died aged 92, wrote more than 30 plays in a career that spanned 7 decades. Athol Fugard, death of a great South African playwright, 2 days ago, save, Farouk Shathia, BBC News, save, Getty Images. Athol Fugard, who has died aged 92, was widely acclaimed as one of South Africa's greatest playwrights. The son of an Afrikaner mother, he was best known for his politically charged plays challenging the racist system of apartheid. Paying tribute to Fugard, South Africa's Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie hailed him as a fearless storyteller who laid bare the harsh realities of apartheid through his plays. "We were cursed with apartheid, but blessed with great artists who shone a light on its impact and helped to guide us out of it. We owe a huge debt to this late, wonderful man," McKenzie added. Fugard wrote more than 30 plays in a career that spanned 70 years, making his mark with The Blood Knot in 1961. It was the first play in South Africa with a black and white actor, Fugard himself, performing in front of a multiracial audience, before the apartheid regime introduced laws prohibiting mixed castes and audiences. The Blood Knot catapulted Fugard onto the international stage, with the play shown in the US, and adapted for British television. The apartheid regime later confiscated his passport, but it strengthened Fugard's resolve to keep breaking racial barriers and exposing the injustices of apartheid. He went on to work with the Serpent Players, a group of black actors, and performed in black townships, despite harassment from the apartheid regime's security forces. Getty Images, Zox Mokai acted along with Athol Fugard in The Blood Knot. Fugard's celebrated plays included Boesman and Lena, which looked at the difficult circumstances of a mixed-race couple. Having premiered in 1969, it was made into a film in 2000 starring Danny Glover and Angela Bassett. His novel, Tsotsi, was also made into a film, winning the 2006 Oscar for Best Foreign Language Movie. The premier of South Africa's Western Cape province, Alan Wind, said that Fugard had a penetrating, sharp wit, and his acute understanding of our country's political and cultural makeup is unmatched. "He will be sorely missed," Wind added. Other well-known plays by Fugard include Sizwe Bonza Is Dead and The Island, which he co-wrote with the actors John Connie and Winston Enchina, in a powerful condemnation of life on Robben Island, where anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela was imprisoned. In a simple tribute on X, Connie posted, "I am deeply saddened by the passing of my dear friend Athol Fugard. May his soul rest in eternal peace." Elder Superscript 1. Fugard won several awards for his work, and received a Lifetime Achievement Honor at the prestigious Tony Awards in 2011, while Time magazine described him in 1985 as the greatest active playwright in the English-speaking world. "Apartheid defined me, that is true. But I am proud of the work that came out of it, that carries my name," Fugard told the AFP news agency in 1995. Fugard feared that the end of apartheid in 1994 could leave him with little to do, but he still found enough material to write. In a BBC interview in 2010, he said that he shared the view of the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu that "we have lost our way as a nation. I think the present society in South Africa needs the vigilance of writers, every bit as much as the old one did. It is a responsibility that young writers, playwrights, must really wake up to and understand that responsibility is theirs, just as it was mine and a host of other writers in the earlier years." Additional reporting by the BBC's Eletra Neesmith. More BBC stories on South Africa: how royal divorce papers have shaken the Zulu Kingdom, is it checkmate for South Africa after Trump threats, even in his final seconds of life, first gay imam pushed boundaries. Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Theatre South Africa, Africa.